This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I'm Rebecca Reutz, and welcome to Tea Time with Becky. Here, we'll talk about personal growth, inner healing, and manifestation, all to help you build the life of your dreams, in short episodes that you can indulge in over your morning cup of tea. You'll also hear from awesome guest speakers that are bound to light you up in some way. I'm so excited to take you on this journey with me. Hello, and welcome back to Tea Time with Becky. I'm so excited to have you joining me today. Today, we are going to dive into energy clearing and smudging, and I'm so excited because this is something that I get asked about all the time, so I'm really excited to just share the simple basics with you because I think it's something that seems really complicated, and it's actually quite simple. So with smudging, basically what we are doing is we are clearing out any negative or unwanted or stagnant energy either in our aura or in our space. So I just kind of want to talk you through the basics because it's actually quite simple. And when you're starting, you pretty much just need to have the intention of getting rid of unwanted energy. So the most common way to do a clearing like this is with a smudge stick, which is usually white sage. It's the most common one that is very easily available around here. So it's usually a dried stick or bundle of white sage. So what you want to do is you just want to light it with a match if you have that available, or just light it with whatever you do have available to you. You're gonna kind of angle it a little bit, light it just enough so that it starts smoking. You kind of want to get a good smoke on it, especially if you're a little bit newer to smudging, you think you're gonna be a little slower. Make sure you've got a good smoke going. If it's light, if it lights on fire and you're like, oh my gosh, what's happening? No big deal, just blow it out. Just give it a little shake, a little blow. You'll want to have like a little shell or something to catch the ashes that fall off of it. So just be prepared with something so that you don't get ash out everywhere, or just be prepared to clean it up after. So you just want to light your sage. And then what you're going to do is you're going to start with your hands. So pretty much you can either sit the sage down in a shell or a little bowl, and you can do both hands at the same time. I typically do one at a time. And you're going to almost wash the auras of your hands in the sage smoke. So you want to wash each hand as many times as you feel that you need to, or whatever feels good. And then you're going to start with your chakras from top to bottom. So you're going to do your crown chakra, which is above the top of your head. Then you're going to do your third eye, which is in the middle of your forehead. Then you're going to do your throat chakra, which is your throat, into your mouth, your ears. Then you're going to do your heart chakra, which is right at your heart, your solar plexus, which is just at the top of your abdomen. Then you're going to do your sacral, which is at the bottom, just below your stomach, around your pelvic area. And then you're going to do your root chakra, which is just below that. I usually go like right through my legs or behind under my bum. Whatever works best for you. You can also then follow that by doing the auras of your feet, if that feels good. You can also do around the entire outside of your body, around your whole aura if you'd like. I tend to usually stick to hands, chakras, and sometimes the feet, but do whatever feels good for you. So white sage is more of a masculine energy. You can also use Palo Santo, which is, you've probably seen it, looks like a little piece of wood, a little stick of wood. It is more feminine energy. usually whichever scent you gravitate more towards is what I would say would be the best one for you that day. I know some people can't handle the smell of the other, so don't force yourself to clear with something that doesn't feel right for you. If you can't stand the smell of it, you probably shouldn't use it. Then we are going to move on to clearing your spaces. So if you're in a room or if you want to do your whole house, you can use either of those two. We'll just stick to sage for now. And I generally do the corners of every room, and typically how you're meant to do it is moving from left to right. So in a clockwise direction, start at one corner and then work your way around. You can just set the intention of clearing if you'd like, or you can actually say your intention out loud. I often like to say as I walk around the corners of the room, and I do a sweeping motion with my hand with the smoke. So I'll go into the corner, along the wall, into the next corner, and kind of like sweep the energy out. Another thing I forgot to mention earlier is that you'll want to have a window cracked open or a door open. You can even open one door at the front of your house and one door at the back, which kind of like lets the new air and energy in and helps sweep out the old energy. And the intention that I usually say is something along the lines of, I clear out all energy that isn't of highest and greatest good. I allow only love and light, highest and greatest energy in. Or I clear out all of the energy that is no longer serving me and welcome in love and light energy. Anything along those lines, I welcome in all energy that is of highest and greatest good and allow all stagnant or negative energies to leave. Setting any kind of an intention like that and saying it out loud while you're doing the smudging is going to be really, really powerful, because not only then are you doing it with the smoke, but you're also setting the intention and verbally putting it out into the universe with your own words, which is always very, very powerful. You can also change up this intention if it's not just clearing your energy. If you're wanting to set an intention of like health or harmony or peace, anything for your space or for something that you're doing that day, you can also do that with your smudging and with your clearing. You can set that specific intention for that day. Some other cute little ways of clearing, I say cute, but let's be real, they're powerful as F, is a big, this one's a bit of a commitment, but sometimes if you're wanting to fully clear a space and you're doing like a deep clean and you're about to do like a big spring cleaning, which we're coming into right now, I know a lot of people are doing that, is some people will sprinkle salt along the floors of their house, and then you can set the intention of clearing out all the negative energy out of the house, and you'll sweep it all together out of the house and then sweep it out the door. I mean, you'll probably need to do a little vacuum after too, but just make sure that when you're getting rid of that salt, you're discarding it out of the house and you're not keeping it in a bag in the house. It's a little more of a witchy way of cleansing, but I think it's fun. A little bit messier, but if you're really looking for that really physical big cleanse for your space, that's a really cool one. Another way to cleanse an entire space that seems really simple, but something that we often forget about, is we can clear out energy by decluttering. And by doing like our spring clean, we're really getting rid of all of the items in our house or all of the clutter that is all full of energy that's no longer serving us, and physically removing it from our home. So that is really beautiful. You can also use clearing sprays for your body and for your spaces. You can use Florida water. Some people will do a mixture of different essential oils in a spray bottle, energetically charge it with your intention with your hands, and then spray it in the area as a clearing. Cover a pretty large area with the clearing sprays. So I'm hoping that this really quick but long list of things that I've given you for energy clearing is super helpful. I would absolutely love to hear how it works out for you, what you think of this episode. If you'd like to hear more about energy clearings or aura cleansings like this, please leave me a rating and review and let me know what you would like to hear. I would also love to connect with you on Instagram. My Instagram is at Becky L. Coleman or Aquarius Hair and Healing. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll talk to you next week.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed sponsored jobs. With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.